Happy New Year and welcome back. This is our first episode of 2026 and we're super excited. Hope you guys all had a beautiful holiday season with Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, all the things that people celebrate. No, but we're super excited to be back for another year of podcasting with you guys. Like, we're so blessed. Honestly, it's just so exciting to have this and that we've been going so strong for over a year now.
I know.
It's just wild.
It's fun. Like, we always promise ourselves that, like, we would only do this as long as it's fun. Once it becomes like a chore, then we would be done. Yeah.
We're done.
And we're still having fun. But it's crazy that it's like 2026.
Yeah.
Like, that feels like the future.
It does.
Somebody said something about 2030. I'm like, oh my God, that's not that far away.
No.
And that's wild. Like, it was such a big deal for, and we're in 2026 now.
It's actually just crazy because I didn't even think about it. This is the year of my 20-year high school reunion. Like, it's been 20 years since I've graduated from high school, which just seems so surreal because, like, we've talked about this before. I feel like I just graduated high school a couple years ago. So then, like, I'm still a teenager. I'm a teen mom, guys. So, like, I just can't believe it's been 20 years. Like, I'm a full adult life has passed where there's teenagers that are now adults, like, beyond. Like, I'm just like, oh.
I know. Isn't it crazy that 21-year-olds are born in 2006?
Yeah. Or rent they're, back, like, sorry. They're next five year, now. They'll be drinking. Like, they can rent cars,
well,
drink.
This year, though.
Oh, yeah, they like might turn 21.
Yeah, in 2005, and it's, whoa.
Yeah.
Jackie, you were in high school.
As babies were being born. Like, and they are now. Yeah, they can go. They are doing things. When I'm calling customer service, they're the ones answering the phones. If I'm booking a dental appointment, like, there could be, maybe they're not dentists. They're not, it's too soon to be dentists, but they're definitely like,
no, call, but Gen Z could be, they could dentists, be,
yeah,
right?
Gen Z is, but the ones that are like the teen little babies that are happening right now, they're like doing just adult jobs.
It's wild. Yeah. It's wild. I felt old when whatever it was, 2021, what was it? Was it like, now we just look for the 19 and then we
oh yeah.
Old
as soon like, as they ooh. See that. Yeah. I'm like on our driver's licenses. I'm like,
I'm like, the kids were like, you were born in the 1900s. And I was like,
that sounds so terrible. But like, like, it's, we're the late 1900s, but it just sounds so bad when they like chunk that
true.
Whole thing together. Yeah.
So it's, ooh. Yeah. But anyways, how was your 2-week cruise?
It was super nice. Yeah. So like, okay. This is our first time taking such a long cruise, but we loved it. Yeah. It's honestly, it was like, I've never done anything longer than that. Like, Heather and I always chat about, we're going to do this 40-day cruise. Wouldn't it be just amazing to have no responsibilities and be gone for a month? So 2 weeks, I think, was like perfect for like family life, where like the kids could be on the ship and still do stuff. And it wasn't like, it didn't drag on for them. I think that was like a good point for them. And then for us, I feel like it felt like vacation mode. Like, I really got to, the suitcases were unpacked. Like, we did a load of laundry on the ship. Like, you lived on the ship. Like, you knew everything. Nice. You knew all the people. You knew what you liked and didn't like. So I feel like it just felt like I really got to like, and I'm like, dang, now we're back in the real world where I have to like make my own food, make my own coffee and serve my family. And I'm like, man, I miss the cruise life.
No, it sounded like a nice cruise. I have always been curious to do like a 14-nighter. So you did it and it was fun and you guys survived. And I think I always think like a week is nice. Yeah. Like, I always feel like complete after the week, if that makes any sense. But I know that I definitely want to do a longer cruise. And I don't know if I want to do it with kids or if I want to do it by myself. Like, as adults? Yeah.
No, I get that.
Not by myself, literally.
Yeah, yeah. You're like 14 days by myself.
14 days every show by yourself.
I would get bored. I think that probably is my cutoff.
No, you need, yeah, yeah.
I need people.
I don't think I would get bored, actually. I think I would, like, totally live my best life. Also, so would you, because you're totally, like, you talk to everyone.
I know. I was like, I would honestly just probably make friends on the ship because I'd be like, I don't want to do this 100%. By myself. Can I be on your team?
You would be the girl at the bar that's, oh my God, what are you drinking? Yeah. And then you would be like their friend.
Yeah. And I'm like, you have to be my friend for the next 13 days. This is it. This is your life now.
She always told me like, oh, we made friends on the cruise. And I'm like, girl, how do you always make friends on the cruise? I talk to people here and there, but like, I never re-meet up back with them, or we'll make a joke and in passing, we'll say hi, but like nothing like friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do you make friends? And then literally I saw it live in action on our cruise where all of a sudden we ended up at these people's table.
Yeah.
So She truly does just make friends. I was like, if I wasn't there, you surely would have talked to them. And end up
I really, and I still like, believe no. that just because they were so nice. Like you would have been sharing a bottle of wine with them. I think so.
But I just don't think so. Like you were talking to them. Like that's how you started. So I would have talked to them like.
Because you're super nice and outgoing in that sense. Like you would have chatted.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have chatted enough where they'd be like, come to our table.
Come sit with us.
Also, I think it was the situation that like we were two girls ourselves. So like I think it was like the perfect, not perfect storm. Yeah. But you get what I'm saying.
We were the perfect storm. Setup. We were all moms, like girl tripping together.
Having our best life.
So it was the perfect storm. Because it was a storm. We had a hurricane. So we were. But how were the mountains though? Because you guys had a traditional ski trip winter vacation, and I love that. So how was that?
It was good. We went skiing, tubing, and then we walked around town one day, and then we just chilled the rest
of the nice though.
Like week in the cabin.
Because being on the mountains is physically exhausting, so having like cabin relaxing time is probably chef's kiss.
Yeah. Tubing was super fun. My grandma, 82, she's gonna be 82 next month, went and we shoved her down the mountain and she had fun. She had fun and tubing was really fun actually. It was like really good. Like it was, you know how like sometimes it can be like it goes a little slow or it's not long enough. This one was like fast and we had a lot of fun.
That's good.
Like it was definitely one of our top like tubing places.
Awesome.
Skiing was fun. It got a little hectic. Like it was pretty busy, which is, it sucked because the days leading up to it, we would look at the havocams. And it was like dead.
Ooh.
When I say dead, like dead for the holidays. Yeah. No congestion. And then we get there and it's like, boom.
Everyone had the same idea as you guys.
I was like, even like the 2 days after Christmas, it was fine. Yeah. Like everything leading up, we looked every day and it was fine. We're like, okay, perfect. It was doable. Yeah. It wasn't like UC where there was like just like lines. Like you had to wait 45 minutes, an hour to get on the ski lift. I think when we went on the one below Black Diamond, we waited on the ski lift for not even 4 minutes.
Oh, that's
like,
not bad.
Super fast. Yeah. Because like not everyone was no like one's going. It because people are like, oh my God, I'm scared to go on it. Which Jason's, you're going to be fine. I'm like, okay. I literally went down the like beginner green, whatever it was, twice and then went right up to, to the other one. I was like, okay. I fell twice the day. I only fell really one time. One time I threw myself on the ground because I was hit North Carolina ice.
Yeah.
It's like, snow, it's like icy. So I hit a really icy patch at the top of the mountain, which is like the steepest part. And I didn't feel like I could like weave to slow myself down because there were just like so many people and so many people weaving.
Yep.
And I'm not like that professional to be able to like weave with your weaves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
With a busy hillside? Like, no way.
No, I'm not good like that. So I had to like pizza down. Yeah. In the sense, and I hit ice, and like my pizza was not pizzing. It was just like shing, and there was just so many people weaving out, and I was like, I need to stop myself. And I got past the icy spot, and I threw myself to the right to slow myself down. And then one time, I just like literally at the bottom of the mountain. I wasn't even on the mountain. I was like where you're like going to a ski lift, and something happened where I was trying to avoid something, and my skis crossed, and I was like. So I only fell twice.
That's not bad. Once. Yeah.
So not bad, actually, since I haven't skied in so long. But it was fun. It was fun. We had a lot of fun. Jax went down the mountain, and he did good.
That's good. So does he like it? Do you think he'll want to do that, like, every Christmas maybe? Or, like, where it's something that the kids, like, maybe have a passion for?
They liked it. Like, they were like, I would ski again.
So that's
good. Like, okay, that's good.
Because then they're going to be more, like, willing to as they get older. Like, it's less frustrating when you're, like, not a little kid.
For sure. For sure. And then I feel like you always keep the skills of skiing in the sense that, like, even if you need to practice on the bunny hill, like, now you know what to do. Now you know how to click your skis in. Now you know how to carry them. Now you know how to pizza. So it's just, like, refining that when you haven't skied in a while, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes sense.
For them, it's just, like, learning all.
But it's better kids than adults. I feel like kids can pick that stuff up. They have a lower sense of gravity. So I feel like better to toss them on the side of a mountain than for me, who's never been skiing before and have only done snowboarding. So I'm just like,
isn't that wild?
But I think it's the influence. Yeah, it's influence of my friends at the time. So like back in the day, like if my friends were going snowboarding, I was like, okay, like I'm going to go get all my gear. Snowboarding's my thing now because I can't
I guess I'll be on my
I can't be an oddball. Like we have to go snowboarding together.
Yeah.
And then I never got to try it.
I know. Now you got to ski. Yeah. You totally have the body type for.
We'll see. As like. You like, it'll be on the news, and it's just like this girl just flying through the air, just skis flying through the air.
I feel like a lot of skiing girls are tall, though.
I don't know. I guess we'll see. Right? I feel like I personally, when it comes to like different activities, I don't know. I can't think of anything right now. I'm just like anything that requires me being up high to fall to the ground. Just like being tall doesn't attract me to fall on the ground. Like I want low center of gravity activities. Like I want to sit on the ground.
Definitely snowboarding, though, you fall a lot more.
Yes. So. Yeah, that's true. So maybe I need skiing with sticks.
Exactly. Your sticks will be for sure. Your sticks are gonna be like as tall.
Yeah, I have to. Like I would need the help.
It's fine. I got like some of the shortest sticks they had, so they definitely have sticks for you.
I'm like this. Everyone's that doesn't seem right. I'm like, no, I've never done this before. I need these.
But yeah, it was good. Yeah. It was good. We had fun. It was like a nice chill. It's funny because like you calibrate into the new year and you're like, okay, I'm rested, we've been relaxing a little, we had fun, and then you like take the 14-hour drive home and it like ruins
because it really just pushes you into like you're going back into real life, like vacation is over. So that's it.
Sucks.
Always.
Like I'm not one of those people, I'm like completely miserable like a road trip, but there I know people loves road trips. I love them, I thrive, and I'm like, no, like I don't look forward to a long ride. Like it's not my thing. Like,
I think it might be different too, because I feel like we have kids, there's other things, like we don't get to like just check out and be like, I only have to stop when I need something. I feel like there's always other people in the car with us. So I think that also changes our perspective on road tripping. Like, I don't know. I just feel like the boys are maybe playing on their Switch or reading a book. So I can't turn up like a super loud podcast with like curse words in it. Like I have to be like mindful of who else is in the vehicle with me. Yeah. And I'm just like, dang it. Who are these people back here?
Also, I'm usually the one that makes us stop because I always have to pee. But I think that if you're doing like a road trip through the country and you're stopping like every 4 or 5 hours or like you're like, oh, this looks fun. And you like stop and see that site and then keep driving for a little bit. And you're like, just stop here and camp out here. Like that could be fun, right? You're like doing little things, but like when you're like, I have to get from North Carolina to as fast as possible.
Yeah, that's us.
It's like not.
We do the same thing. We're like, we're not stopping. Like we're full throttling all the way home. This car's not pulling over, and I'm just like,
Yeah. No, I've gone through all of the. Should I wear a diaper next time? That's gross. But then I don't want to stop. Oh, it's just so annoying. Yeah. And both places we stopped, two of the places, there were like. The bathroom was closed or like I pre-ordered Starbucks like ahead of time, like at a, and that was like
where it's coming up or whatever.
Yeah. And like we get there and they're like, due to low staffing, our like inside's closed. And I was like, so we not only do have to stop, but now we had to wait in a long line because the inside was closed.
Oh, because now you're doing drive-through with everybody.
Yeah. And then we had to find a place to go to the bathroom. So it's just like extended things where I'm just like, okay.
First world problems for road tripping, but like very relatable because like I get that.
Yeah, it didn't go as smooth, but it was fine. Yeah. We got in like, honestly, every time we went, like when we were going north, traffic south, and we went south, traffic was going north. That was like a win-win, but it was good. We had a good start to the new year. Now we're back in action.
Yeah, now it's full throttle till spring break. Like we don't, like I feel like now there's no breaks. Like January and February, it's very limited with anything happening. So I'm just like, dang, this is it.
And the kids' school just went boom. Yes, full throttle. I mean, like they came home yesterday and they were like, I was like, what do you have for home? They're like, science, history,
everything.
And I'm like,
yeah.
What? Friday, which shows yours. And so I'm like, wait, who designed this? The first week back is your last week for grades. I'm like,
no, it's a mess. Yeah.
So it's fine. It is what it is. Yeah. Rylan already has a massive semester exam test.
He's fine.
Rylan, do you even remember the math?
I know. That's the hard part. That's why I feel bad. I'm just like 2 weeks where their kids, like they're not in school mode at all.
And yours even longer.
Yeah. Like they were out of school for 3 weeks. And I'm just like, do you even know how to read anymore? Like,
because they really take. Rylan's like, my teacher got mad at me yesterday because like I was not even paying attention. And I was like, but Rylan, she's like, I need time to get back into it.
I just need to get into the swing of things. Like they need to give him like one buff. For a day, I think, just like they do at the beginning of the year. Also for me.
Yeah, it's like a movie day or something.
Yeah, like pull in the TV on like the TV Yes, some seat and work then, and like a video about reptiles. Everyone just relax.
No, that's not what school does though. All right, so the big question every year is, Do you have a New Year's resolution?
We love this so much. I personally do not have a New Year's resolution, but I do, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, I want to do a New Year's. I want to. I want, I'm like, okay, I'm going to be more intentional with like my kids and my health, right? To prioritize myself and have the power to say no and make healthy choices and be selfish and work
stick
out.
Stick to the punishment.
Yeah. No pain, no gain, like all of it, and be mean and stick with it for the boys. But I don't know if I like to put New Year's resolution on that. But I think because it's beginning of January, I feel like I like naturally am basically creating a New Year's resolution, yeah. Even though I feel like, not that I fall off the wagon, but I'm like, I want to do this all year long.
Girl,
yeah.
I do.
And I, yeah. What happened when Tony was deployed and I was like, I'm going to get a booty because I'm going to be working out all the time and I'm going to be like eating 500 grams of protein every day.
Chicken breast.
Nothing. There's nothing. There's no badonk happening back here. Couldn't even do it for a couple months.
It's hard.
Yeah. What about you?
I think I'm the same way. Okay. I'm the same way. I didn't make a specific New Year's resolution. Mine is to spend more time with my kids. And I think just keeping my mouth shut. Like, I don't need to win the argument. I don't need to validate myself, but I don't need to say why I think I'm right. I don't know. Just in general, I think I just need to just, like, if somebody doesn't agree with, or if I don't agree with somebody, don't even say it.
Okay. Yeah.
Just don't say
it. It's actually interesting because I think, not that I think this about you, but I feel like, couldn't we all benefit from that? Like, especially in... We've talked about this previously before, just like political climate, right? Just like all of it. We could all just sit down. All of us. Like, not you. I'm saying 100%. Everyone.
Or like in a disagreement with your husband. Yeah. Or we don't need to keep talking to prove ourselves. They're not going to, even if you keep doing it, like they're still going to have their opinions. Yeah. Just walk away. And
I get that. But it's hard. It's a human nature thing.
It's hard. Yeah. Yeah, we naturally want to like, no, keep going. No, but I'm like, yeah. I did this. Yeah. And they're like, no matter what you say, they're not going to care. Yeah.
That one's really hard. I feel like we could all dabble a little bit with that, just personally. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, I think just feel the need to validate yourself. Like, even if someone dislikes you or they think, not saying people think this way about me, but say they like me, I don't need to prove why they should like
me. Yes.
Just let me.
Just to not care.
Yeah.
I could benefit from that myself.
I feel like I don't do that too much. I don't really care too much what other people think. But I think in my personal circle, I just need to be like, yeah, and not say anything back.
You know? I get
like my personal like little don't nitpick during things, I guess, is my little thing.
That's
but
fine.
It's not a New Year's resolution, guys. I'm gonna do my best.
Yeah.
And obviously, isn't all of ours like we need to get skinnier and healthier?
Yeah, it is, honestly. I think because we had posted a poll.
Yes, we did. We asked, do you do New Year's resolutions? And the answer responses were, of course, or no, it's dumb. And we were almost 50-50. And I'm assuming the reason why a lot of people say it's dumb, like almost 50-50, is because it's like we all know that like we fail.
Yes.
And also like why do you know we have this thing, which it's obviously what society has created, right? That like a new year is a fresh start.
Yes.
But really we can do it at any time.
No, you're right. But I think it's very like physical and it's a new page on the calendar. So I think it just is
it really does feel fresh.
Psychologically, like we're so duped into it.
It's like the Monday. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
diet starts Monday.
We can't do diets on Friday.
No, no way.
So I think that's the reason why some people say it's because like people don't keep it. And also really we could just do it whenever. Like why wait to the new year to make a goal to spend more time with you? But that's what we do.
Yeah. No, recently a study had been taken that 45% of people make New Year's resolutions, which is actually not a lot. I wonder if that number has been decreasing every year.
That's pretty accurate to
our poll.
We're almost 50-50.
Yeah, and then 8 to 10% of people actually keep them. So like beyond February. So you have to think how much that trickles down then by the time fall comes around. So I'm just like, and then they actually have a quitter's day, which is on January 19th. So most people already fall off by January 19th.
I believe
I do too. Because I just think, and a lot of people, I heard another thing too, that yesterday and today, like as the kids are going back to school, people aren't saying that like January 1st or January 2nd is when they're starting their like diets and gym time and all that stuff.
It's Monday.
Yeah,
today.
It's the beginning of
yesterday.
This week.
Yes. Whatever
it was. I'm like, whatever day.
Monday.
Yeah. So like, I just think that's so interesting because we are like, as human beings, like we only just need that physical like something like where it's like a fresh start. Kids are back to school. We're back to work. Now we can psychologically
do
this.
Now we combined the new year and Monday together.
We can't. You think of January 1st and January 2nd, like people are still recovering from hangovers. I'm like, they're definitely not going to the gym. So like, it is going to not start until the following week. And I'm like,
for sure.
Wow. We're just.
I know. Ryland let me know that my birthday, January 3rd, is the worst day of the year. Voted by society, the worst day of the year. It makes sense though, because he was like, yeah, like all the holidays are over and like everyone's poor. And,
everyone's
like,
kind of poor.
You have to go back to work in school. So it's, but at the same time, I'm like, is it the worst day though? Because like then everyone feels like they have a fresh start.
Doesn't everyone know like, this is the day that your presence has blessed us? That's so rude of the world.
But I get it. Like literally there was years that like my birthday was the first start of the, like for the first day back to school and all that kind of stuff. So I get it. I get it.
That's hard. I'm sorry, Heather. Fine. I'm sorry you have to deal with that.
I have the worst day of the year for my birthday. So I don't know if I believe, not calling anybody out, but people voted. It was 50-50 on whether they usually complete their New Year's resolutions versus they always fail, which I feel like, how many people do you know genuinely that complete their resolutions? Not many.
No. Right? I'm trying to think if I know anybody, and I don't know if I've
had
someone tell me that they've, oh, I did it. It's November and I did it. Like,
yeah. Like every person that's, I'm going to read the whole Bible through the year. Done. Oof. Yeah. I failed that one. Yes.
Oh, that one's hard because you can be so intentional with it at the beginning of the year, get the workbooks, the apps, and then you meet so many people where they're like, oh man, I'm trying to, and they're like trickling like out of it by the end.
No, or you get a busy like you get a busy something and then boom, gone. Yeah. Like your
routine is
like,
destroyed.
So 50-50 on whether people said they keep their resolutions. Okay. So some of the responses of resolutions were to play more ball. It's my aunt, so I'm assuming pickleball.
That's cute. I like that.
Laugh more and eat healthier.
Oh, the That's laugh great. More is nice.
I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like Aunt Julie, though, you laugh. So I don't. She laughs a lot. She makes everyone else That's laugh cute. Too. Work out more.
Okay, all of us.
Spend more time outside. That's good.
Yeah. We could all benefit from that.
We could all benefit from that. Save more money. We could also all benefit from that.
But we want to have fun.
We need to just delete Amazon off our phone.
Yeah, just nothing. Like,
it's so wild how I actually deleted Amazon off my phone for 6 months. Was it last year? And I did really good, but then I re-downloaded it for the holidays and stuff. And
it's for kids. It sucks because there's times when you really do need it.
Yes, but it's also so we don't need it sometimes. Actually, we can go to the store,
but I don't want to do that. But,
I know. But what's hard is it's like they've made it so that you just like especially the buy now button, and you don't need to like. And you're just like, no transaction. Yeah. Just like, done. Very scary. Be more patient with my kids. Yes. Get a promotion at my work. Lose weight. Yes, that's mine. But I really feel confident this year. Going into being very intentional with being active and like getting my body healthier. Yes, I would like to be skinnier. But like most importantly, I just want to get like my body like back on track. Yep. But I feel so good about it this year because, like, I've already been consistent. Yeah. So good.
Yeah. So it's like, realistic. You're not even creating anything wild for yourself. The fact that you've already been at, you have a membership with Pilates. So it's like, you're already like, boom, like there.
By the way, since September, I think it was September 4th, I've done 85 classes already. Woo! About to be 100 soon. Anyways, I've been very consistent. Yep. So I feel good because I'm in my routine. Yep. I felt like when I was away from vacation, like I felt the need to go back. So I feel like I'm like, I think this year is, I already hit the whatever it is, 90 days or whatever.
Yeah, to stick with
really
something.
To create. Yeah. And so I did that. Yeah. And so now I feel like I'm prepared.
That's awesome. And I think that's what it takes. Like it does take time for that to feel good. Because working out, it's not always going to feel good. Eating healthy is not going to feel good. Going outside to force yourself to run or walk, it doesn't feel good. It's not fun in the beginning.
That's the worst of the worst. Yeah. Walking's fine. Running, bro.
Oof. I think that's awesome that you're like at that point where now it's natural. Like it's not super daunting or annoying.
Yeah. So what I needed, guys, was obligation.
Yeah, but honestly, a lot of people
sign up for all the classes for the next month. And then if you cancel,
there's a punishment
within blank. There's a punishment. Yeah. And you always feel like, so if you cancel less than 12 hours, there's like a financial punishment, which especially in Miami, very needed, guys. If you knew people from Miami, they are just like, I just didn't feel like going. I'll pay the $20.
Which is so wild to me. I'm like,
I know. But it's always nice because like before those 12 hours, like, you're like, yeah, I could do it tomorrow. Yeah. Like, you don't even question it. Only the morning of. Now I don't anymore. I feel good about it. But even when I did, I was like, I'm not going to take the $25 penalty. Okay. Then the last one was being more present as a mom, which that was my answer.
All lots of really good ones. And you mentioned some of the most common New Year's resolutions, which anyone could have guessed. It's always work, lose body, and money related. And then always like family and stuff like that. And I'm just like, dang.
So year after year. Do we make a resolution to save more money but also travel more?
I know. What's the technique for that?
Luckily, I'm really good finding deals and like doing things that like make sense, like financially with like trips.
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, we want to do this, but this is really expensive this year, so let's do this instead. But I honestly think that this year, I know I dabble in a lot. If people know me, I dabble in a lot of everything. But I really am wondering, like, should I be a travel agent? Because I love travel. Yep. I love researching travel. I know a lot about travel already. Yeah. And, like, people come to me all the time for travel advice.
I would do
like,
it.
What? Should I do this? Yeah. Can you look for the cruise? I know you always find the cheapest one. So I'm like, why would I not just do that for people? And then also, I didn't know that when you're a travel agent and you book your own stuff, you get paid for it. I'm like,
yeah, because I have. What? I think that's actually a really popular career field, too, for stay-at-home moms, because you do it all remote from your house.
Exactly.
Like, you just hop on your laptop. You have clients that you help book their vacations. Yeah. And then you're getting them deals because you're able to find those. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we can do any better than what we've, like, our families, how they book travel. I don't think we could do any better because we do so good at finding deals and like making okay, this weekend's
Tony.
I do it too. Like, it's not just all Tony. Like, I'm saying like that. I'm like, what are people doing when they're like, how did you book that? And I'm just like, what do you mean?
You're lazy.
Yeah. But I'm like, you just like shop around. Like, you just have to open up multiple windows and compare. Like,
don't want
to. So then that's great for like travel agents. Cause then like you get paid to be that person. But like coming back to the New Year's resolution aspect of it, like, I don't think we can do any better. I feel like we don't ever book like crazy stuff where it's like, yeah, I just bought that $5,000 ticket, like whatever. No, we're like going to research to find like the best time of day to get the best deal and make that money like last longer for a trip.
Yeah. The key is, I guess, just not traveling as much.
Yeah, that's it. Like, we're just too poor to not travel every month. That's what comes down to. I think we do a good job. I just think we're not rich enough to just travel to a new country every month. That's our problem.
I know.
Maybe you need a better travel agent so that you can get yourself, earn yourself free travel then.
Girl, that's what I told Alvaro. I was like, what are we doing? I love looking, like researching things. I would love the fact that like I research it and even if I'm not, say I'm planning this whole safari and I'm researching it thoroughly and stuff like that. Like, even though I'm not going and I'm for something, I love that I have that in my know what the best is and stuff. So I'm like, maybe I need to do this. Like, I really like. And I think I would find myself like really in like somebody that like books a really expensive trip with me or something, like doing like really cute gifts for them. Like, I think I would really enjoy doing that kind of stuff. So I'm like, maybe I should do it.
You need to do it with a company that like selfishly you guys can benefit from. I have a friend who does Disney resorts and cruises. So then she benefits by being able to go to, they live close enough too, but they constantly are going to go do Disney things. And then they go on Disney cruises like all the time. So I'm like, if you can pick your niche so that it benefits you, I feel like that's just like perfect.
Yeah, for sure. I would definitely start with cruises. I worked for a cruise line before. I cruise, like, I know a lot about it. And like, all the cruise lines are the same. Let's be realistic when it comes to like how there's like little differences.
Yeah, and you could help narrow down that search for a client. So if they're like, hey, we don't have kids, then you can be like, ooh, let me direct you to these cruise lines, which you and your fiance might enjoy. Or, hey, you have 10 kids. You can't go on Virgin. I'm so sorry. Let me direct you to Carnival, Disney, and Royal Caribbean. So I feel like that could be fun.
Maybe it'll be my New Year's resolution. I'm just joking. I'm not going to put that on me. I'm like slowly researching it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it'd be something fun. Yeah. So hit me up, guys.
Just joking.
I don't have a business. But yeah, I'm excited for this year. It feels like a fresh start. I feel like I'm hoping this is going to be a good year. I'm feeling it's going to be a good year.
It will be. Yeah.
I'm feeling like it's going to be a good year. It's going to get very emotional when Jackie moves, but it's fine. But it's going to be a good year. We're going to have a good year.
I think so, too.
And Hillary Duff's album comes out, and surely she's going to post a tour
this year. She has to. She can't. She's drug us on now for a month. So come next month when that album like officially is out for us to listen to. Yeah, she better the next day. It better be like tour location list, and it's just
and we get to pick. Yeah. Oh, we're gonna do something like exotic.
Yeah, we get to selfishly pick something fun since we didn't get any of the stateside locations. I'm like, what was I thinking? So delusional to think that we're gonna get this. I know. When the venue only holds 800 people. I'm like, dumb.
You are 180,000 in line.
I'm like, cool. We have a chance.
There's 2,000 seats. Yeah. Oh God, what a like mission that was. But it's fine. We didn't have hope, so it wasn't like too disappointing.
No, it's fine. We'll get it.
But I think you all should comment for once on our thing. I know you listen. Listen, we see all of you listen. Comment what your New Year's resolution is, if you have one. If you don't, do them at all because they suck. Like, I always fail at them because I'm one of those. I'm just really bad. I heard somebody's, my New Year's resolution is like be able to commit to something.
Ooh, that's actually, I like that though.
Be it like perseverance, yeah. Like stick yeah. with it. Because really that's like the problem with all of us. Because like we all have these beautiful ideas. Yes. It's us sticking to things. Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever listened to the podcast, The Diary of a CEO. But he had the author of Atomic Habits on there, and it was like a 2-hour-long episode, and they talked about this, where they're like, it's not even so much like people not being able to lose weight or spending time with their kids, it's sticking with it, like where you can do it one day and it feels great, but then like to keep that habit or keep that goal. And I even saw it online too, where it was like, we have to start small. I think the thing is like, we come into the new year and we're like, I'm gonna lose weight. I'm gonna lose 100 pounds. And it's no, bro, set your goal or be intentional, like the one that you had heard where it's like setting, like sticking with a goal, and the goal would just be drink water every day or something small where it's, hey, instead of every day going out to go get ice cream, like I'm going to have Greek yogurt or I'm going to have froyo, like just something super tiny. That's like the step in the other direction. And I'm just like, actually that, and then it's going to make you feel better because you're going to accomplish that versus being like, dang, I didn't lose 100 pounds.
I think because we have this go big, go home mentality of, if I tell myself, say I'm like, this year I'm going to lose 30. And like people are like, whoa, that's a big goal. But I don't want to do all that work for less than that.
I get. Yeah. And that's very real, too. That's where I was like, commit to this. If I'm not losing 100 pounds, I'm not committing to that.
Like it feels not enough. Right. Like it feels. So you mean I'm going to do all this work for a year and like I just have a goal of losing 10 pounds. Yeah,
and I have to be happy with it. That has to be OK. And it's no.
Or like, yeah, just be healthy. Don't worry about the weight. And you're like,
easier said than done.
It depends what weight you are, whether that's acceptable to you. Like me, like I do ultimately just want to be healthier.
Of course,
But all of my body, I know my arms, like I have mom arms. I don't know if those ever fully will go away. Like it's just structurally how some people are built. But I think that if I was healthy, would I still be happy if I still had like my little gut? I don't know.
Yeah, and that's hard because like, it just seems like, so much easier to be like, this year I'm losing 100 pounds. And then just to be disappointed come October when it's like, bro, I've gained 3 pounds.
I'd be happy if I felt great and like my labs are like perfect and they're like, you are the healthiest and my skin looks good. Like I probably would be a lot happier, right? But I think that I still want to lose my stomach.
I think it's because like we...
I want to wear a crop top.
Yeah, we're talking about this. This is literally, we're the example of this. Like we want this for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We don't know how to break that psychologically. It's easier to say that and push for that because it's going to be much more satisfaction at the end of it than it would be just to be, like you said, my labs look great. I feel great every day when I go to Pilates. Like I should be so happy. I should be the happiest girl in the world. It's so hard. It's a psychological problem. Hard. Yeah.
Really
go, like you said, go home, go big or go home. Like we can't help it.
That's been our mentality our whole life.
Don't waste your time with little things.
We go big and we do not.
And then we fail.
We do not finish it.
We so maybe we like the intention for
we
20.
Do go home.
We go home. We go big and go cry. So maybe the new thing needs to be like 2026, the year of like little goals that lead to big things.
Like, yeah, and we like surpass them.
And then we get really excited and proud of ourselves and we feel like, oh, it was a good year. I did accomplish my goals. I spent 1 minute with my kids every day, not yelling. I'm like, see, it's so little. Now I can be proud of myself.
I was good with my kids for a week.
Yeah, I did so good.
That's better. See, but that's even, that is an example of like, just set aside, even if you, this is a very little goal. Obviously, hopefully you're spending more time than this, but like the little goal of let me spend individual 5 minutes every day individually with each kid, even if it's reading a book or like something, like setting really something tiny like that, you could. And then I think it naturally, like, you get and it naturally becomes more
time. Oh, yeah. That's a really good example.
So like little things like that. Like
I could do that.
5 minutes.
Maybe.
I know. My struggle, honestly, like, I think a lot of parents will watch the kids shows with the kids. I don't do that.
No, I don't want to.
I could be watching something a lot better. I don't want to. People are like, oh my gosh, Bluey, I like that show myself. Or, oh my gosh, I like this myself. No, I don't do any
I also
of it.
Think.
If it's like maybe a cool movie, maybe.
Yes, like I'll watch.
I wanted to see The Wild Robot. Yeah. So like maybe something cool like that.
That counts. But like taking our kids to the movies to watch all those like cool Pixar movies, Zootopia 2, all that kind of stuff, like that counts. The kids love it. We're spending time with them.
At home,
so that counts.
Nada.
But I will say, too, I think, not to make an excuse, maybe this is already an excuse, the beginning of January, but there's not enough time in the day. So that's my part of, like, how to be intentional with my kids, because I'm one of those people where I'm like, okay, homework's done.
Jackie doesn't sit
down. No, so, like, dishes, dinner, bedtime routines, go take your showers, floss your teeth. And then at that point now, I'm like, bro, we don't have any time. You get 2 minutes with mommy each. That's it. What do you want to do for your 2 minutes? Like, that's how I feel. And I do it to myself.
Start with 2 minutes, Jackie.
I know, start with 2 minutes. But that's, I do it to myself because I'm one of those people where I'm like, oh, dinner's not ready. The dishes aren't done. I need to go do whatever this school wants from us tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden now I'm like, dang, where'd the day go? So maybe I need to like prioritize, like just pushing that stuff to the side, let the dishes pile up, let the laundry pile up. And then I can.
You do need to let that
3 minutes
a little more.
Like, with the boy.
When Jackie watches TV, she gets up. 100 times. Like, she just doesn't sit there. It's like, she'll be like, did we take the chicken out?
Yes.
Or like,
are you in my house?
Like, yeah, or get a drink. Yeah. Or do this or that. She doesn't sit, like, just to, like, and watch.
Because I feel like I need to multitask. If I'm doing something, I have to do 5 other things at the same time. So it all gets done. That's
and
my own problem.
Like,
yeah.
No problem not getting off the couch.
It's my own problem. And I recognize that. And that's where that resolution to spend more time with the kiddos and be intentional with the time, that's where I need to work on that.
So your resolution should be, let it be.
Yeah, let it be. Yeah.
Like, let the dishes be for a little bit. They'll get done. Don't
By
worry.
Me, that's the problem. Like, I still have to.
Yes. Yes, but it could be like at a different time or like later or the next day even. Like people, I think, stress things a little too
much.
I'm
the girl that needs the house to be at a reset before bed.
Alvaro's like that too. And he's gotten a little bit better of, he used to never. He would be like, even if he hated it, he would do the dishes right before he went to bed. Like, he hated dishes in the sink. Like, that was his thing. And then he's learned, like, we've done it a few times where I'm like, and it's not just food hanging out everywhere. It's like cleaned off dishes or whatever. But he's like, we've left it and he's, it's fine. I'm like, I know.
You're like, I know it's good. Like, this mental disorder.
Like,
it's fine.
We woke up,
you.
We feel refreshed. Yeah. We did dishes for and boom. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
We live.
It's, I don't know what happened. Psychological disorder that is. So I have the same thing as Alvaro.
It's called genetics. It all comes from like also how our family.
That was my mom. Kind
of, yep. You're like, oh no, my mom.
I know, I need to start. I always recognize
down. But anyways, post comments, DM us. Our stories are still up, so let us know what your goals are. We love to see them. Maybe it'll inspire us to do something, like something we didn't think of. And happy new year again. We are excited for this new year and all the things it has in store, and thank you for joining and listening always. We really appreciate it.
All right, so we'll chat next week. Bye.
Bye.